Welcome to the Fourth Age Wheel of Time podcast, brought to you by DragonMount.com. This is Jason.
And this is Ben. Welcome to Episode 6. This podcast is dedicated to the epic fantasy series, Wheel of Time, by Robert Jordan.
And this is Carrie. The Wheel of Time currently has 11 books, and the 12th is currently being written.
Our first news item of the day, we still have our fan contest for music, which is ongoing. We've only received a few replies, so let's get those replies in. The few that we've gotten are great. They really are. They're great. So if we just get my goal is to pick between about 15 to 20 different songs so that we can make a good decision. And whoever gets picked, of course, is going to have a plug for whatever website they have it on. So keep those coming through. We appreciate everything that everyone's done so far.
Moving on, we've got something that you gotta check this out. If you have yet to see it, you really need to go check out Robert Jordan's blog. It's on DragonMount.com. It's the only place you'll see it. It's right up at the top. It's got Dragon Mount. It's got latest news. And right underneath that is Robert Jordan's blog. Click on that, and you get to see a picture of our favorite author with a bald head. Does he not look so cool with a bald head?
He does. He
really
looks
does.
Great.
He does.
Yeah. I think it's... They even make a cool little comment on it down in one of the blogs is, don't these Rigney men look great with bald heads? I think it's fun to see. Is it just me or do Rigney men have heads that are great for shaving? Yes.
Yeah, it suits them.
It definitely, sure. Definitely suits him. But just to go over a quick summary of what all he's been saying in his blog, he's continuing to fight his amyloidosis at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And he's going through that. He's been taking a lot of chemotherapy. He's been taking, getting shot up with all the stuff, the goodies, as I like to call them. He's recovering well. It's really kind of fun to hear him post, to read his posts, because he retains all of that Robert Jordan quirkiness, but the infrequency of the posts, you can really sort of tell that it's taken its toll on him. A few months ago, he was posting every day, you know, and posting big old long posts, and you know, he's doing a whole lot less of that now. He talks often about how sick he's feeling, but he's doing very well and determined to get through it, and it's very possible he could be going home pretty soon. So obviously all our thoughts and prayers are with Robert Jordan, so we wish him the best of luck. And if once again, if you want to read all the details, go to DragonMount.com and click on Robert Jordan's blog.
Okay, so this is the section where we need to warn you now that there are going to be spoilers ahead. So if you haven't finished reading the series, I would suggest that you turn this off now, unless you don't mind being spoiled. Also, I'd like to say that we're going to try our best on pronunciation, but we're not perfect, so we will try. We will try our best, and we're working on it.
So no flaming, people, okay?
Right. I think we do a pretty good job. We talked about it earlier. When you have something, I think we talked about it on the last podcast, when you have something in your mind of how something is supposed to sound, and it, when you're just talking about it real loosely, you know, it just comes out that way. Like, I have a bad habit of saying land instead of lawn.
Yeah. It's hard.
You know, I think everyone slips up with that one. So,
and it's hard to look when you want to speak about a character, you don't really have time on the spot to look it up on a site to see how it's pronounced. So we're going to try, and we are working on it. But just to give a little warning there, you may notice a few mispronunciations.
Our character of the week this week is going to be Moiraine. The first thing I want to go over. Woohoo! Yes,
she's
the
my
first
favorite.
Thing I want to go over. The first thing that I want to go over is just real quickly who our picks were for the person that we see Moiraine as being. We talked about it on episode number 5, so we'll just go through it real quick. My pick was the beautiful Kate Beckinsale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you both took that.
She was mine too.
I think so. Yeah.
Yep.
I was the only one that that broke with the trio here. I actually went with Keira Knightley. And so, I like Kira.
Do you think that Moiraine is really going to be saved in book number 12, or do you think it's some kind of Robert Jordan trick?
Oh no, she's wait, she's there. She's going to be saved. It's all definitely not a doubt in my mind.
Not only is she going to be saved, but she's going to be saved in a really cool fashion. That's my prediction. She's also going to be essential to Tarmon guiding. She's going to bring Rand something that he needs. I think it's pretty apparent through some of the viewings Min had, and mm-hmm. we were talking about this earlier, guys, just about how important that's going to be, because how much we can rely on it. It's Min's viewing. She's been talking about Moraine, and she being the only vision that he hadn't had fulfilled yet. So she's definitely going to be back, and she's going to be doing cool stuff.
Definitely.
How do you think, with that being said, how do you think if she is saved for real, I mean in the physical form, how do you think the bond will be affected with her bond with Lon?
I've thought about this a few times, but my thinking of it is because it's already cut, that's it. I don't mm-hmm. think there's any going back. I believe that it's just finished.
I completely agree. I think Lan said it in Book 6, which actually in Book 6 convinced me she was dead. I was like, no, she can't be gone, no! He said that the bond is broken. It's not there. There's not a disappearance of it. Mm-hmm. It's completely broken. It was not like the time she went in to the Terangrial with, in Book 4 or something like that. It was completely broken. So it's over, and whenever she comes back, my prediction is that she's going to have Tom as her new warder.
Wow. That's, yeah. I never thought of that, but that perfectly falls into place.
I never thought of her taking a... Even, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, she mentioned...
After all the talk about her and Tom, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she sort of did that. She sort of set that theory up in my mind with the note she wrote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a little subtlety, kind of almost flirtatious-like in, you know, the royal scheming, you know, Aes Sedai way, in the royal scheming Aes Sedai flirting way, with Tom, you know, sort of, you know each other, we've been around the block, we're mature, older adults who, you know all this stuff, and I don't know, it's very possible that there's some sort of connection there between them. Some might say it's romance. I don't think Moraine is a romantic type, but I definitely think there could be warder potential there for Tom.
That would be a big step for Tom. Definitely.
It would be now,
but I can see it. But it would be a big step.
That begs the question that if that happens, do you think those two characters now, especially with Moraine being already dead once, do you think the characters themselves are strong enough to survive through the last battle, or do you think that would be a perfect way? Because we know there's going to be people that are going to die. Everyone knows it. Do you think that's almost like a way to set up that's going to happen to the two of them? Or at least one of them?
I never thought about it in that way, but that's a good way of thinking of it. I still don't think so, because I think when it's all said and done, I hope Moraine Domodred is the new Ommerlin seat. I think she's got, you know, she's got the experience leading. She's a good ruler. She always thinks about the good of the tower, which the Aes Sedai will like, but she also thinks about the greater good of everybody, which everybody else will like, instead of, you know, stupid Egwene, who's fighting a petty squabble whenever the biggest battle of ever is coming.
So you don't think Egwene is going to stay Ommerlin, or do you think she's going to...
I think she's going to die.
Okay, we probably shouldn't. We're not talking about Egwene, but wow.
Yeah, really? I think she's going to die, and I think Moraine will survive, and I think she's going to show up, and she's going to help, you know... I think she's going to help Rand, we talked about this earlier, get over his fear of... Or not his fear, but his inability to kill women. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be her big contribution to him and Tarmon Gaiden. Get rid of that list in his head.
Well, I definitely don't think...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I don't think...
No, I was just going to agree.
I don't think she's going to... Moraine's going to die, only because... I guess my only real thinking for that is we've been led to believe, supposedly, even though some of us knew better, but... that she was dead for all this time. I just don't see her coming back only to really die. I just can't see that happening.
Seems silly.
Yeah, it just, after all that,
I would ask then how excited were at least myself when reading the books about the Black Tower. I mean, the Black Tower was such a great thing, you know, and what happened in the last book? I mean, basically, and there's no confirmation of this, but it basically was just ripped down from the Tames' last comment in book 11. You know, so I mean, the build up to something that's really, really great, and then just to have it snatched away, which it's great when you're thinking it from a literary standpoint. That's great.
It's true.
I don't like it. I love it still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. But on the other hand, there was foreshadowing of Taim being evil. Even before Knife of Dreams came out, people were thinking, you know, oh, Taim is Demon Dread, and Taim is this, and Taim is definitely a dark friend, and every, you know, especially, you know, the conspiracy theorists, they think everybody's a dark friend. So, you know, they think Varen is a dark friend. Everybody, you know, there's all kinds of people that think, you know, everybody's a dark friend. So I think there was a bit of foreshadowing as to that. If they were to bring up Moraine again, to get back to our character of the week, to bring Moraine back, you know, there was a, you know, the big debate, you know, Min had her viewings and she was talking about it, like in A Crown of Swords, she makes mention of how he's not, you know, Moraine's vision didn't come true, but we know all Min's visions come true, so you can sort of figure out that she's still alive, she's gonna come back. But on the other hand, Lan is, you know, he broke the bond, there's good evidence on both sides as to what, you know, whether she's alive or dead. So you try and, you know, work out a debate. After all of that, you know, the thinking, the discussing for all of these books, you know, she died in 5 and she's going to come back in 12. After all that, she's not going to show up for, you know, 3 chapters and then die again. I hope not.
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
I don't know. I guess my feelings are mixed. I think I'd like it either way. I really do. So switching gears now, let's go to the forum discussion of the week. I just have something real quick, Ben and Carrie. I didn't really pick a forum discussion of the week. The activity on the forums has been a little slow, but that's all right. The comments on where we post on Dragonmount, where we actually post the podcast, there's a lot of comments to our special episode last week, so I wanted to give my thoughts on some of those. And the first thing I want to do is defend my pick for Lan. I still do think that The Rock would be a great choice. Give him a chance. I know that in the movies that he's been so far, he's been kind of goofy. I just can see him being like a real serious person. Definitely can see him being Lan. And then also, someone mentioned on there their pick for Tom, and I totally agree. I changed my pick. Christopher Walken as Tom. What do you guys think? He could be so serious, but yet so goofy too.
Yeah, he can.
On Saturday Night Live.
He certainly could be the fun-loving Tom, the drunk Tom that, I've loved 2 women in my life. Not many people can say that. And all that. I'm the only thing that would be a question for me is, could he kill a Fade? Could he convince me that, you know, he's going to kill a Fade and, you know, have some of the action, Tom?
Did you ever see The Prophecy?
The Prophecy? With Christopher?
His movie with Christopher Walken, yeah.
Apparently not, no.
Oh, well, if you've ever seen that, then you won't have any doubts that he can be mean and kick some butt. So.
Yeah. All right, well, that's cool. He can definitely
see it. It's a great movie. Oh, and he's scary, too, when he wants to be.
I still like my original pick, but I can see him maybe just
I'm with you. I'm with
as
you, Carrie.
Like a understudy for no.
There you go. Yeah, I like my pick. I like my Val Kilmer pick, but Christopher Walken's good. He's a good, you know, second place.
He's a good actor. Yes, we already have spoken a little bit about what our fan question of the week is. And thanks to Cassie for sending in the great question. Here it is.
So what do we have up for the email question of the week, Ben?
The email question of the week was sent to me by Jesse Ballore. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you, buddy. Sent in a question, and question goes, Loghain's glory, where's it going to come from? And how is he going to get it? Is it something related to the Black Tower? Taim, Loghain, square off, fight off, or fight off? That's not what he wrote, but that's just my words of it. showdown, those were his words. Taim, Loghain, showdown, or is he going to have a bigger role in the last battle?
That really is a great question, and I think that it's probably going to be that he's going to get the a lot of the glory of the last battle. Obviously, I think everyone has their own thoughts that Rand is going to die. Someone's going to have to lead the men who can use. Do you know what I mean? I mean, someone's going to have to lead the men. I mean, there's the Emerillan seat, and there's going to have to be a man that's just as powerful for the, you know, for the future going on. And I think that's who it's going to be. I think it's going to be Logan.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be him too. But I don't necessarily know if it's because Rand is actually dead, or if maybe people are just going to be believing him to be dead so he can kind of live in peace or something. But I do think that is it. But his glory could come from that, but also from the last battle, because I think that he's going to be obviously leading. Well, because I think Rand's going to be doing his own thing, kind of, that he needs to do, and that Loghain will be leading the good Asha men, whereas Taim is going to be with all the, you know, all the Dark Friends and
right.
What's the word for the
Dreadlords?
Dreadlords. Yes. Yeah.
Which is a really cool term, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a completely different answer than both of you. I'm going to say the answer is C, none of the above, and here's why. I'm always so, well, I say unique, most people say goofy. I think that his real glory is going to come after Tarmon Gaiden. I think he's going to be there. I think he's going to be kicking butt. I think he's going to help, you know, kill a whole bunch of Trollocs like he did, you know, at the manor house or whatever place it was.
That was the manor house, yeah.
Yeah. But I think the biggest place that he's going to be getting glory is I think he's going to be the Tomerlan seat of the Black Tower after he's going to sort of be the ruler of the world, maybe. I think Rand is going to die, and I think the new sort of, you know, I think with all the countries united and everything, I think he's going to be one of the people leading the new world that's bringing in the Fourth Age. He's going to be, that's how he's going to get his glory, is through some sort of leading his leadership into the Fourth Age.
There should have been a C answer, shouldn't there have been? Because I totally agree, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening. We're just going to do a few real quick things right at the end of our podcast. Everyone knows our email is podcast@dragonmount.com. Also on the website, we have forum discussions. You can send in your audio questions to the numbers 1-888-333-7690. You can just leave a message, and then we'll use that as the fan question of the week, as we did this week.
All right, and don't forget also, those of you with businesses, those of you who sell a product, want to sell a product, we'd like to sell it for you here on the Fourth Age Podcast. We are looking to open up some advertising spots, so just let us know. You can just email us at the email address that Jason just mentioned. That's easy for me to say. We'll pronounce your advertisements much better than I just pronounced that little advertisement, trust me. But yeah, we're looking at possibly reaching several hundred, and actually, because these podcasts stay up so long, you're probably going to get your podcast heard by thousands of people overall. And we're looking for some people who like to advertise with us, so thanks.
Okay, so next week, we are going to do Rand as the character of the week. So anybody
the
who...
Dragon Reborn.
Oh, there's nothing to talk about him.
Oh, no.
Oh, nothing.
So hopefully we'll get lots of feedback, lots of email questions, phone calls, voicemails. That would be great. We'd love to have any information.
And this is what we're going to do. I think after this podcast goes up, we're going to put up a post in the Fourth Age forums and let you guys sort of post your thoughts, ideas. We're going to have... Podcast 7, which is what it'll be, and you can post your ideas, your thoughts on Rand. What's going to happen with him?
Yep.
Carrie, Ben, thank you very much. I'm Jason, and we will see you next week.
Good night.
Good night. Walk in the light.